Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Warm greetings from NACA, Network of Aquaculture Centers in Asia Pacific, based in Bangkok. This event is jointly organized by NACA, an intergovernmental organization of 18 governments in Asia Pacific, and DAF, that's the Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry, Australia. On behalf of the organizers, I extend a very warm welcome to all of you for this Asia Pacific Emergency Regional Consultation on Early Mortality Syndrome, also described as Acute Hepatopancreas Necrosis Syndrome. We are really overwhelmed by this response to this initiative of NACA and DAF. If you just look at the list of participants, you'll understand why. For the first time, we had to take the difficult decision of saying no to many requests for participation. 17 shrimp health experts from different parts of the world, close to 40 national participants representing the competent authority and lead research institutions from all the NACA member governments, representatives from 10 leading private sector companies, technical officers from 9 regional and international organizations, and several postgraduate students have assembled here to contribute to this very important exercise of knowledge sharing, information exchange, and networking, which NACA is very keen and uniquely placed to promote for the benefit of its member governments and the industry stakeholders. We hope this regional consultation will be beneficial to all of us and will provide the necessary directions to solve the EMS puzzle, minimize its impacts, and better prepare the region to deal with future disease emergencies. So with that brief introduction, let me call upon Dr. Ambedkar Eknath, Director General of NACA, to provide his opening remarks.
Thank you, Mohan. Good morning. Good morning to everybody here, the experts, national delegates. And I would like to begin by placing on record our sincere appreciation and gratitude to DAF for funding this important workshop. This was supposed to be a small group of people, the countries which are affected by this particular syndrome, to sit around a table of about 15 to 20 people. But then it just got out of hand, I should say, and then we are really overwhelmed by the response. And I'm very happy to see that Mohan has been able to bring together at least 17 noted experts, and I'm very humbled by their presence here. And I'm sure you are going to deliberate over the two days about what needs to be done about this, whether it's a disease at all or what it is. It's such an unknown entity at this moment. And I'm also very happy to acknowledge the support of OIE, who have sent 3 known experts in the field for this important meeting, and also a number of experts who have come on their own on a self-funding basis. We also would like to appreciate the nominal contributions made by the private sector for their participations. Thank you very much, because we were on a shoestring budget, and every bit really helped in bringing together. As Mohan mentioned, NACA is an intergovernmental organization, one of the most successful and one of the most productive organizations in this part of the world. And I'm very proud of it. And we have been in the region for more than 23 years. It started as a small FAO project some time ago, up to about 1985 or so. And 1990, it became an intergovernmental organization. And since then, we have never looked back. Of course, we are struggling, but we are doing very well. And we have several programs: fish genetics and biodiversity, sustainable farming systems, fish health, climate change. Of course, this is determined by the technical advisory committee of the NACA, which is represented by the delegates from the 18 member governments. And also the governing council approves our programs every year. To put into perspective, this is the first time we have been organizing an emergency consultation meeting. It all started probably Maybe last year itself, I think people started noticing this particular type of a syndrome. So I'm not the expert in this one, but the concern was expressed. And Ed and Mohan tried to put together a disease advisory, which we normally do in NACA for our member governments. And then we also asked them if there is a, we didn't have money for it. So we said if it is possible for them to come on their own to have a consultation, and because of the transboundary nature of this particular phenomenon, so we had asked them to come together. But fortunately for us, DAF came forward. We approached several organizations for funding support. There was good moral support, but unfortunately financial support was not forthcoming. And at this juncture, DAF came forward, and again, please carry our sincere gratitude to DAF for this particular initiative from Australia. And Australia has been a most important member of NACA. At the same time, they were the pillars behind our fish health program for more than two decades now. Although the focus of this meeting is on EMS, as the Director General of NACA, I would like you to please give us your advice on how to deal with this kind of situation. There is a broader issue here. How do we deal with this kind of emergency situations, and how do you respond to this particular kind of emergency situations in the future? And at this stage, I think Mohan has already written to a number of you about some mechanisms to be put in place. For example, if we had only $10,000, or maybe less than that, we would have had an emergency team going around at least to put together some experts like Bob Leitner or Tim Flagel or somebody to really go through and really put it together. We didn't have that kind of a mechanism in place. So I would like to appeal to you here to think about a mechanism to deal with this kind of situations in the future. I think we are going to have several such it's not going to be, the intensification is going to take place in aquaculture. We are going to have many more such experiences to deal with in the near future. With these few words, I think, again, I would like to put forward the idea that NACA is open to collaborations, and we are really looking forward to developing this kind of activities under our fish health program. If you want to know more about it, please visit our website and see our track record in fish health management. So we look forward to a very productive meeting, and in the next 2 days, I think we should be able to have some kind of a handle on this situation so that we could go forward to our member governments and see what needs to be done. Thank you very much, and welcome once again. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Eknath. Now may I call upon Dr. Ingo Ernest, who is the Director of Aquatic Animal Health Policy Branch of the DAF, that is Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry of Australia, to provide his opening remarks and comments.
Thanks, Mohan. Good morning. I guess EMS is just another serious emerging disease of aquaculture in the region, and I think I can say with confidence that it won't be the last. I can say that with confidence from the Australian perspective because we've had our own share of emerging diseases in recent times, and they require a massive amount of effort, investment and coordination to manage effectively. So when these emerging diseases occur, they pose a risk to all countries producing the susceptible species, because we're all linked epidemiologically. We're all linked through shared water bodies, through the movement of live animals, or through trade. And that goes as far as Australia and Ireland continent, because we like to eat prawns that are produced in Asia, and we also like to sell our prawns to other countries. So it follows that we all have a vested interest in ensuring these emerging diseases responded to effectively, so that the risk that they might pose to our collective aquaculture industries might be reduced and managed effectively. So I'm sure over the next 2 days we'll learn a lot about EMS, and I hope we can agree on some achievable actions to fill the gaps in our knowledge and also to find some ways to manage this threat and perhaps other new emerging threats to our aquaculture industries in the region. So on behalf of my organisation, I'd like to welcome you to this workshop on EMS. I trust you'll find the meeting beneficial, and I look forward to your contributions. I also hope that you'll find the meeting enjoyable. As Eknath mentioned, this workshop was originally proposed to be a small meeting and has now blown out to, I think, from looking at this room, maybe 80 or more people. So I wish the moderators all the best in managing the interactive sessions of the meeting, and I'm sure they'll appreciate your assistance and contributions so that we can have an effective and productive meeting. Thank you.